Man Marv's Notebook for August 21st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. But it's about 11:50 p.m. at night, and just remember I haven't recorded anything. It's been kind of a long day. I think my smartwatch, I got a Moto 360. It's pretty much dead or broken beyond repair for whatever reason. It's not, the battery isn't charging. So I've been, I've gotten so used to it. It doesn't do much. I usually use it for reading, you know, the notifications off the phone, and also using it to conveniently unlock my phone when I need it. But those two things make it worthwhile to have. But beyond that, it's not really good for anything else. I remember trying to install apps on it when I first got it, but then that really killed the battery. Even the watch faces, for whatever reason, some apps that customize the watch face really kill the battery. I finally found one after a couple of months of searching that would make the battery still last all day. And now, not as broken, I find that I'm willing to spend money for another watch, but except that when I was looking up the second generation of it, it's not that much better than the first. And the thing is, I know from the dates of the release dates, we've got a new one that's probably going to come out next month. So I'm going to get a refurbished first-gen Moto 360, which is nice because it's only $90 now. And if you're interested, they've also, through a firmware update, made it work for iOS and Android. It's kind of like a Pebble. I don't know what you can use it for on the iOS, but I'm sure it can do the basics, which could be all that you really need out of it. Anyway, I was going to go into the office today and work on that accounting computer again till I found out I can't find my office key. I got this sneaking suspicion that I left it on my desk yesterday or the day before. Oh boy. So we'll find out tomorrow if I did leave it where I thought I did. Otherwise, that's going to be troubling because I've already spent at least an hour looking around for where else I could have put my keys. It's the only place left. Kind of reminds me of there's this running joke, well, not really a running joke, but there's this one guy that used to work in our office. He would always leave the bathroom key locked in the bathroom. That got to be so irritating that pretty much all the guys in the office made their own bathroom key, because they couldn't count on the bathroom key being where it should be. And to this day, yeah, we still recommend, you know, you might want to make your own key. Anyway, I think that'll do for tonight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.